From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 601, 601, which is intended for broadcast from October 16th through the 30th-ish, I should say, of 2025.
Yep.
We've been rolling with the same one for all of September, except for a few days. And that's entirely Zach's fault. Zach, welcome to the studio.
Yep, my apologies. Hey, Brady.
That was on your to-do list. That's just a joke.
Yeah.
He'd probably been waiting on me to do. Zach's been known to do these solo. Hey, right from the top, Zach, let's talk about changes that will happen while this program is in date, okay?
Yes.
So we are going to enter the B25 frequency schedule, and that officially happens on the 26th of October.
Yes.
Okay. So Dr. Plummer and I used to put together the frequency schedules. We do ours in steps. You can find that at WWCR.com. You find transmitter schedules. It's all posted for you. But step zero, step one, step two. And step zero is interesting because we will make our frequency changes. Our amount of daylight is decreasing pretty rapidly right now.
Yes.
So we do not set our clocks back until actually a week following the 26th. And so those folks who've listened for a long time probably know that we do go ahead and start in our step zero, which is the 26th through the 1st of November.
Right.
We will start with our B season frequency usage while actually still for 1 week on summer UT. So then we'll go to winter UT the following week. And I think it's going to work out pretty well. What that really means is UT is going to go from UT minus 5 for us in Nashville, 5 hours behind UT.
Mm-hmm.
Set our clocks back. Now we'll be minus 6.
Yep.
And the I believe we're headed for the shortest day of the year in December 21st, maybe?
I believe it's 21st. What is it? They call that the solstice?
The solstice,
yeah.
And so then days will get longer, but they're mighty short. So what that really means is that we're going to, for the most part, go to lower frequencies earlier. Some things won't change at all. And that's really more internal. I am pleased to say you've got a reception report there that's from South Dakota.
Yeah, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So that's very much west, way west
way
of
west,
Nashville,
yes.
Tennessee, in the United States, but very much west.
Yeah, 4840. He put, it's a fellow named Steven. He put divided nation and then parenthesis country. Program.
He was listening to the Divided Kingdom because he lists the UT there as being
right.
I think he says 0-100.
Yep,
which would mean 7 p.m.
0-100 to 0-1. Yep.
So he's listening then on 4840.
Correct.
So that I think is a really strong indication of how much daylight we're losing in the evening, because sometimes in Nashville, which is where we broadcast from. We broadcast all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But there can be some notion that broadcasting on such a low frequency when it's daylight is not really doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on where you are, east or west. Well, that being so far west of Nashville tells me that the days are really, really getting shorter.
Quickly, yeah.
Because he's listening at 7 o'clock our time, probably would have been like 6 or maybe even 5 for him.
Yeah.
And he's getting the low frequency of 4.840 megahertz.
Right.
So I think that this all happens in good time. And honestly, it saves any confusion amongst folks here at the station to just do those frequency changes one time rather than to make changes for a week. We just settle in.
Yeah. Right?
So the biggest thing I think that folks will notice, especially those who listen on 93.50, we're not using any new frequencies. These are frequencies that we've had. We're just adjusting the times.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on 93.50. Let me actually give the specific time here. From 2100 to 2300, which is 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. And that's going to start on the 26th. We had been broadcasting on 93.50 for 4 hours. Now we're going to go for 2 hours.
Yep.
And then we'll make the switch to 5935 and 5935 kilohertz. That's on our transmitter too. We'll be on air for 14 hours rather than 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets us down to a lower frequency, which we believe helps with the earlier sunsets, right?
Yes.
So, and it you know, it's relative. It's all over the world, right? Get this guy that writes to us from, that'd be a long drive, wouldn't it? From Nashville to
South Dakota.
South Dakota?
Yeah. Pretty barren drive, too.
South Dakota. You know, I think they are on the same time zone as us.
That's probably right on the edge. Right on
if
the
this
edge
was
of their
YouTube,
zone,
we'd say, put your comments on that. Just go ahead and feel free to rip me. But no, shares a border with Nebraska. So I'm thinking that it may be central.
It probably
depends on where he is. Fun fact to know and tell. You know, there's the flattest state, most boring state you've ever been to, right?
Yeah, Kansas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little sliver of Kansas that's in mountain time. There's no mountains there.
Yeah.
But there's a little sliver of it in the far west that is in mountain time.
There's parts of the country that are like that. I think somewhere around Tucson, it's like, it's not even a line. It's just like an area that's been like, if you looked at it on a map, it looked like a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Just an area around that part of Arizona where they go by. It might even be like they just don't do daylight savings over there. Yeah.
Right. So, again, I'd welcome anyone in that area to let us know how it really works. But I think what happens is we're going to go when we set back, when we go back to standard time, which is going to occur overnight, early morning on November the 2nd. I think what will happen is that we'll go from being an hour ahead of those folks from two being on the same time.
Right.
Because they're making no change while we set our clocks back an hour.
Yeah.
Time can be kind of confusing. Really. You know what? We came in to do this program, and I was monitoring an international flight and found out that even people who do this stuff professionally typo all kinds of different things and make mistakes. But it all works out, which is good. Got a couple of programs that I want to talk about. Like I said, as far as the new frequency schedule goes, it officially starts on October the 26th. Daylight saving time will end on November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where you are in the world when that occurs, well, there's just a line drawn.
Yeah.
For us, it's going to happen, I think, at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a Sunday morning. So it will catch up with all of us worldwide, right, over a period of many, many hours, right? So that's what we've got to say about moving to the B25 season. I've got A and B schedules, Zach. They've been around since the 80s at WWCR, but I've got those files going back to, like, 2000. Five or six.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Different frequencies we've tried that didn't get good feedback. And right now I'm sticking with what we got. We're getting great response.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about the broadcaster that you've got because he was quick to tell me that the reach of his program was impressive, I think, was the word that he used.
Yes. Transmitter 42,
mm-hmm.
this program, I believe has been on, at the time of this recording, 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. I think they've had two airings.
Began on the first Sunday of October.
Yep. Pretty interesting program. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to a full airing of it yet, but just popping in and out of the studio, they were talking about, you know, health stuff. I think they were interviewing some kind of a sports person on there. Pretty good informational program, brand new show on 4840 at 8 p.m. Central on CR3.
So 8 p.m. Central on CR3. So for now, right?
Yes.
That's 0100, but soon to be, that's going to move back to 0200 UT.
Yep. And that's so on Sundays.
Sundays.
Sunday nights.
4840. And you described it as somewhat of a variety program.
Yeah, yeah.
Just something really that is meant to grab your attention, right?
Yeah.
Are you interested in this subject? If not, we move on to other things.
Yeah. Interview show, I would categorize it as. I seen they had a good amount of interviews on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty good stuff.
I think you said there was some content there related to sports. And when I looked up information on their website, I think that they had a preview for the National Football League schedule.
Oh, wow.
Which would be unusual for somebody to talk about that on WWCR. It's fine if they do.
Right.
The NFL is very much an international product. I think there's a game played outside of the United States now.
Yeah,
every weekend, if not every, it's close to it.
Didn't they do something in London?
I think there's a London game. Well, they've done several this year.
Okay.
I think it's Tottenberg or Tottenberg Stadium. It's a fairly new stadium. I believe it was completed in 2019. It looks huge.
Yeah,
and the
I remember
look
when
impressive.
They and first did that.
The first NFL game of the year, the NFL kickoff, I think, was in South America.
Mm.
So hopefully he'll find an audience for that overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great. So we're very pleased to have him, Transmitter 42. And wanted to mention also Matthew Dyer and Christian America Ministries had been on the air with us starting in, only a couple of months back.
Mm-hmm.
And said that response was great. And that was Saturdays at midnight Central Time. And so Sundays at midnight Central Time were available too. And so I guess that he produces new shows on Saturdays. And so that enabled him to have the previous content and the new content too.
Yeah.
But you always love to see somebody who adds and adds quickly that says this is working out. So again, that's on 4840 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that frequency just gets all over. So,
yeah.
Good to have new folks. Good to have you in the studio. Is there anything else we need to add for this particular broadcast?
No, not that I can think of.
Moving into fall. Leaves are going to fall and get a little bit chillier, right?
Yeah.
It's a good time of year. Thanks for being here, Zach.
Absolutely.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.